You may have noticed that we have a few people more than usual for a Saturday morning Mass. It's because our confirmation students, who will be confirmed the middle of this upcoming month, are here with us, and I pray that you have a good and fruitful confirmation retreat today. In the Gospel, we hear that many of the Jews who had come to Mary. Now, which Mary are we talking about? We're not talking about the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're talking about Mary, the sister of Lazarus, which traditionally is identified as Saint Mary Magdalene. And why did they come to her? Because her brother Lazarus had died. And what did Jesus do? He raised Lazarus from the dead. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. You think? He raised Lazarus from the dead. He'd been dead for 4 days. He was in the tomb. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he did. And he was alive. They had to take off the funeral shroud that was wrapped around him and release him. Many began to believe in him. But then there were the Pharisees and the chief priests. They were afraid that people would believe in him, that they would believe in him, that they would make him their king, that he would raise an army and try to kick the Romans out, and the Romans would come, and that they would destroy the nation and the people. And so Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said, it is better for one man to die than the whole people. What he thought is, let's just kill this guy, that way the Romans won't destroy us. But because he was high priest, what he said had a different meaning. And it was a prophecy of what Jesus would do, that he would die for their sins and for yours and mine, that he would defeat the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself, and that he would be raised from the dead to gather not just the children of Israel, as we heard in our first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, but all peoples, all the dispersed children of God. And that is exactly what happened. You cannot frustrate the will of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.